translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After creating the total material energy, the Mahat-tattva, and thereby manifesting the gigantic universal form with senses and sense organs, the Supreme Lord enter within it. Fully satisfied by the answers of sage Maitreya, Vidur wanted to understand the remaining portion of the creative function of the Lord. And he took the clue from the previous topics. Just like what I described in short, the Supreme as Paramatma has yet to enter the gigantic body. And along with the Jiva Tattva is also entering. So, the formation of Mahat Tattva is the next after creating 23 elements, where three more Tattvas are going to be in Mahat Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and Paramatma Tattva. Both will be entered. If you see in the Vedic literature, Prabhupada quotes this very often, that sa ikshati sa iman lokan asrujat. Simply by glancing over that yet to be formed Mahat Tattva, Vishnu glanced over it. The glance is transcendental, means Satchidananda modes are there. But in the material nature, it will be reflection of the three Satchidananda. So it becomes Sattva, Rajan, Tama. It's completely opposite. And that creates a hello or the womb. And Lord Vishnu is also entering as Paramatma, expansion of Him, as well as the Jiva is also put. So altogether, 26 elements are there now. The material nature is created of 24 material elements and 2 spiritual elements, Atma and Paramatma. They are entering. Now, the medium of consciousness is coming from Paramatma feature. Keep the Jiva who is falling from the grace of the Lord and not knowing, but is enveloped within the three modes and the elemental structure that is going to make its body according to different. Now that portion, after creating of total 26 elements, Brahma will be coming in the picture, not before that. All the Jivas are there repeatedly, even in the day of Brahma, when at the end of the day Brahma goes to sleep and there is inundation to destroy all the living entities. But their subtle form, mind, intelligence and ego, the living entities will be restructured in the bodily conception when the day of Brahma begins. So, till then they are suspended. So, we do not take into account, but this is the beginning. So, how the Jivas are falling from the grace, what was the reason? We are not touching right now because Prabhupada is very clear on that. And we are not coming down by the desire of the Lord. Of course, there is no way to stay within the jurisdiction of the Lord directly because of two elements. Icha dvesa samuthena dvanda mohena bharat sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. Sarge yanti means in the matter of creation. Yanti means comes and goes. The jivas, they have two characteristics. Icha means separate desire to lord over, and dvesh means they created an enmity with the Supreme Creator, Krishna. So these are the only two things that create an opposition or opposite nature. We call it material nature. But here the jiva thinks he is the Lord and Master because he doesn't see Paramatma. Okay? The Paramatma feature and Atma feature both are being transported by Lord Krishna through Mahavishnu's glance. So therefore, he creates simply by looking at it. He creates simply by looking at it. He doesn't have to spend sweat and blood like us. No. He desires and it manifests. Parashya shaktir vividhiya sruyate svabhavike jnana balakriyaja. The Supreme's energies are so transcendental that they are in tune with Lord Krishna's desire and they work automatically and manifest in jnana, bala and kriya. Knowledge is also one of the energies of the Supreme which is in tune. And therefore he can emanate in Bhagavad Gita, he can distribute this knowledge which is unparalleled. We call it transcendental knowledge. But this is jnana. Bala means strength and all the activities, the kriya, kriya shakti. But the shaktis are knowing the nature of shaktiman. Therefore, it's automatic, we say. And this is the only reason that Krishna is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who is asmordva. There is nobody equal to or greater than him. So Shvetasatra Upanishad clearly states that Nachatasya karanam karanam cha vidyate. For him there is no reason nor any cause to do anything. Nachata samasam adhi adhikachya drashyate. There is nobody equal to him or superior to him. And that is Krishna. So parasya shaktir vividhiya sruyate svabhavike jnana balakriyaja. So parasya, that Supreme's energies are so much in tune with the desire of the Supreme Lord that they work automatically. They don't have to be instructed. You know the famous case of Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj. When he offended the Ambarish Maharaj, Sudarshan Chakra immediately came and chopped up that rakshas which was produced to kill Ambarish Maharaj. Where did it come? And Durvasa went for protection all the way from Lord Shiva, Brahma, who rejected him. He came ultimately by his yogic process to Vaikuntha. And Lord, usually he was sleeping, but he knows everything. And similarly, his energies also know him very well. What is his desire? So He was sleeping, and Durvasa says, Prabhu, wake up, save me. Huh? Sudarshan Chakra is burning my back. Lord Vishnu says, yes, what's the problem? Don't you see? Sudarshan Chakra, why did you send? And Vishnu says, I didn't know when it went off my finger. I was sleeping. And you must have done something. Then he came to his senses that I have offended. Out of enviousness, we do not understand. So a separate desire caused by enviousness becomes two factors to enter into material life. Therefore, in Vaishnavism, according to Krishna's law, only pure devotional service can be imparted to those who are not envious. Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave. Anasuyave means those who are not envious of anybody. Not only fellow devotees, of anybody, even ant, Srila Prabhupada said. Every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not to judge who is important to live and who is not. Means you want to play God? They can make so many controversies to thin out the population from India and China by creating this so-called coronavirus. There are a lot of theories coming up. They simply want to make money out of death of people. It's more than, becoming God. God doesn't have envy anybody. Na dvesti na priyosi me. Says, samoham sarvabhuteshu na dvesti na priyosi me. But ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya te api te chashvam. I do not despise on somebody or favor somebody. I'm equal to both of them. Those who do good, fine. And those who do bad, fine. Because the material world has been created by them out of these two oppositions. Ichcha and Dvesh. They created, now they should face it. I didn't do nothing. Krishna will always say, but ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya. Those who worship me with love and devotion, I'm always on their side. Always on the side. He gives such a guarantee, dispelling all the nitty-gritty aspect of our behavior, if we are committed to with our vows that we have taken, that's enough. Vidurji is completely satisfied with all this technicality and creations, we should also try to understand. But Vidur wanted to understanding the remaining portion. Remaining portion means Brahma. How Brahma was empowered to do Visarga. Visarga means you create something by mixing what Krishna already created. He adds three modes of material energy. How does these three modes of material come into nature? Sattva, Raja and Tama. The Lord's glance was transcendental, a Satchidananda glance, and when it fell, onto this the material nature which was under creation, it reflected as sattva. Sat became sattva, chit became rajogun, and anand is completely opposite, is tamogun. So we are bound by reflected nature of transcendence. And we have been carrying on life after life after life. Why there is all of a sudden in human form of life, we are expected to become, to understand much more in detail so we can remain transcendental, or we can be helped to progress in the matter of going back home, back to God in that realm. So naturally, we have to follow our leader, Brahmaji. He will be doing all this visarga on behalf of Lord Shri Krishna. He is empowered because he is also very agile. Why Brahma has been given the charge of mode of passion? Even he will become victimized of this mode. And yet he has to do. But Brahma asked, Brahma wanted to also create from the creation that Krishna already did it. So that is visarga. Sarga, visarga. These are the two major things. But the demigods are also functionary aspect. And the demons who are opposite of demigods, they also have ability to create. So they are tertiary creators. And man, number fourth, we are creating our ability to create. Paurusham drushu. Krishna says, my opulence is the paurusham, means ability in man. But Krishna is invested himself in seven characteristics of female. Only one characteristics of Krishna is found in men. That is paurusham. So therefore there are different subsections. But what is the other part where Krishna is investing seven times in different qualities or opulences? In 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, when he expresses his, mrityu sarvaharaschaham udbhavascha bhavishyatam. I am death personified for everything because it has been created, and I withdraw everything. Right? So udbhavascha bhavishyatam, and those who are going to come again in bodily conception of life, I will give them again appropriate bodies through my agents like Brahma. Krishna is the source of both creation, sustenance, as well as dissolution. So mrityu means dissolution of the body. It begins from that stage. So, mrityu sarvaharaschaham udbhavascha bhavishyatam kirti shri vak chanarinam. What is that? Kirti shri vak chanarinam. Smritir medha dhritikshama. These seven characteristics are in female. So, in Krishna consciousness, we have to develop this natural investment of Lord Shri Krishna and expose in our character. Kirti means fame. Shri means beauty. Vak means vacha, words, the speech. Smriti, remembrance. Smriti, medha means intelligence. Druti means forbearance. And kshama means forgiveness. These are seven characteristics. Even men can also develop. But they have natural investment of Krishna. Man is expected to work hard to maintain everything because ability is there. Oh, women can be more able, they think, but it is unnatural. It's not natural. So therefore, the functionary aspects have been already been decided in constructions of the male and female bodies. And Krishna is investing himself. And why do we object? Why do we try to even transgress? That is not natural. There is always some kind of dissatisfaction anyway. After all, we are all jivas and we are female in nature. We are shakti, tatastha shakti. And man has to forget his so-called chauvinism, what they call. They have to forget. Because ability does not make anything more prouder. It is a functionary aspect only. So anyway, these are the important situations that will be discussed in Visarga, which will be by Brahma afterwards. So anybody has any question? Yes.
Kirti, Vak, etc. I've heard two different interpretations of that. One of them is that women have those qualities, and the other one is women like people who have those qualities. So I don't know which one it is.
In Kali Yuga, you never know. Every role is topsy-turvy. What Krishna describes, he speaks his mind, and we have to understand his mind. All right. If we go along with him, then we have better opportunities to progress further in this life. What do you say? It is a controversial subject.
It's a kind of loaded question, because some people say this proves that women are intelligent, for example, because it's there. And other people say,
they score high in the school and in front of the boys. Now, in India, there are a lot of girls topper than the boys. It's everywhere. When you want to put them on the equal platform artificially, and they will supersede. Anything else?
Maharaj, you're speaking in your class about the Purusha mentality. So, how to overcome this Purusha mentality?
Purusha?
Yeah.
The Purusha incarnations are coming now. The three Purusha incarnations, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, they are... the Lord and Master, you know, and the Lord himself do not work as functionary. He doesn't have anything to do. So he engages the demigods, which are number 10th creation of Brahma. But subtle bodies of the demigods are also existing. But they take the charge of as functionary in the Virat form. Virat form is a material form. It's not imaginary, but it's functioning. It's a functionary body of the Supreme Lord, made up of material elements. We do not worship material elements, so therefore there are no temples of Virat form of the Lord. It is always temporary. But Archavigraha is a different thing. So, only Brahma, in Brahmaloka, is engaged worshipping the Virat form, along with Lakshmi. And every day he gives homage. It's a daily function, yajna. Brahmarshis, they are always engaged along with Brahma to offer all the aggregated karma and its reactions coming from all the universe as offering. It has to be offered. Good karma, bad karma, reactions are there. Ultimately, it has to go as an offering. If you do not offer yourself, ultimately Brahma has to offer. But offering should be there. We are following in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. We have to offer. It's our obligation. Therefore, Brahma created mankind as number 9th creation. And the 10th is demigods and demons. So, Virat Purusha is a material conception. Like our body is also a material conception. And the most subtlest aspect of the bodily conception is Virata form. Okay? Hari Bhav. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.